Welcome to another deep dive. Today, we're going back in time, going to learn about Camp Courageous of Iowa. We've got, looks like, some kind of historical document, maybe like an anniversary booklet. We're going to figure out how this camp went from just an idea to, you know, a real thriving place.
Yeah, a real story of resilience when you get into it. We'll see how they dealt with money problems, got the community involved, and just built something incredible step by step.
Okay, so picture this. It's 1980. Charlie Becker and Gene Mueller-Lay, they come in as executive and program directors. Fresh start.
Right.
New energy.
Right.
But here's the thing. They basically inherited a financial mess.
That's one way to put it. They were like $35,000 in debt just for the multipurpose building on top of all the regular bills. And they just decided to build a $100,000 indoor pool.
Wow. Talk about a challenge from day one.
Seriously. It's fascinating, though. That pressure, that financial pressure, it forced them to come up with some really creative solutions.
That's where Dr. Earl DeShaw comes in, right?
Yeah.
With that idea for a perpetual fund. Now, I'm no financial expert. What exactly is a perpetual fund?
Okay, imagine a savings account, right? But you're only allowed to spend the interest it makes, not the actual money you put in.
Okay.
That's basically what a perpetual fund is. It's an endowment, permanent, generates a steady income. You use that for expenses. But the main chunk of money, untouched, grows over time.
So it's like planting a money tree to make sure the camp can, you know, keep going for years and years.
Exactly. Provide stability, lets them plan for the future.
They didn't just sit around waiting for that money tree to grow, though, did they? The text mentions this Manchester garage sale.
Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't just to make money. They were collecting supplies, too. Talk about being resourceful.
Totally. And that resourcefulness, it went into their activities, too. Rock climbing, spelunking. They even had over 550 feet of Indian Bluffs Cave mapped out for the campers.
Wow.
They were determined to make these amazing experiences, even without a ton of money.
Speaking of which, we got to talk about the Monticello Lions Club.
Yeah.
Donating that 54-passenger bus. That's huge when you're trying to get a lot of campers around.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And that generosity, it kind of, like, spread. The Petroleum Marketers of Iowa, they toured the camp in 81 and became big supporters. Organized events like Cent a Gallon Day.
So cool to see a community come together like that.
Yeah.
And they needed it. By 82, the camp was packed with campers. They actually had to build another cabin just to fit everyone.
And it wasn't just any cabin. It had a basement, right. But they made it so it could also be an infirmary and a storm shelter. They were thinking ahead.
Hard.
And with that support, they were able to hire their first full-time caretaker that year. They were growing in every way you can imagine.
It wasn't just about, you know, the buildings, though. They were expanding in other ways, like launching that Wilderness Trackers program.
Yeah.
Canoeing for days along the Maquoketa River, 30, sometimes 50 miles, cooking over a fire, sleeping under the stars. It really shows how dedicated they were to pushing boundaries, creating these really powerful experiences.
For sure. It wasn't just about having a place for them to stay. It was about that sense of adventure, resilience,
yeah.
Connecting with nature. They understood what those experiences can do for a young person.
Yeah, and they took it even further. In 82, they built a zip line, part of this whole airborne course they put together.
Sounds like they were always coming up with new ways to challenge the campers. And not just, like, the thrill of it, but building your confidence. I see they also started a leaders in training program that year. What a great way to, you know, help the campers grow those leadership skills.
Definitely. They got that every camper had something to offer, you know, and they gave them a chance to really shine. But let's talk logistics for a minute. By 83, they're making over 300 meals every day in a kitchen meant for like a quarter of that.
They needed more space, for sure. Not just for cooking, but the offices too, right?
Right. That's when they moved the offices out of the main lodge into a whole new building.
Makes sense. And that new office building, it's got a really touching story behind it. Merle Hennessy, he was a big supporter of the camp, and he was super involved in getting it built. Sadly, he got sick, and it ended up being his last big contribution.
Oh, wow.
It really shows how much Camp Courageous meant to people, you know?
Absolutely. It wasn't just a place. It was about the people, the passion.
Yeah.
And they needed more space, always growing. Built the bus barn that year, too, in 83.
A whole barn.
Yeah.
Just for vehicles. That's wild. By then, they had the Lions Club bus, the Variety Club bus, a van, a pickup, a tractor. They had a whole maintenance shop going on. Shows you how much they had to expand to keep up with all the campers. And speaking of campers, over 2,000 in 83.
That's amazing. From just a few years earlier, it warms my heart to see that. How Camp Courageous went from barely getting by to just exploding with new campers. But they never forgot about making those, you know, those magical camp memories. That's when Old MacDonald's Farm came in 84.
Big hit. Ponies, sheep, goats, chickens, pigs, the whole farm crew.
And it wasn't just for fun. Animals can be incredibly therapeutic.
You know? Absolutely.
It teaches you empathy, how to be responsible, that connection with nature.
So true. They thought of everything, huh?
Yeah.
Always going above and beyond for the campers. And they created a new position in 84, Respite Care Volunteer Coordinator, to help support the families and caregivers, too. They really got that it takes a village.
They did. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, 1984 was tough, too. Tate Cummins, one of their biggest supporters, passed away.
I was so sad to hear that when I read it. He seemed like such a force for the camp.
He was, but, you know, they found a way to honor his memory and take care of a big problem at the same time. Remember that land title issue, the one that could have shut the whole camp down?
Yeah.
They used the Tate Cummins Memorial Fund to buy the land outright.
Wow. What a tribute.
Right. Secured the camp's future.
It's amazing how they turned a challenge into something so positive. Absolutely. And that's not all they did to remember Tate Cummins. They also renamed the Pineapple Ball in his honor. It was a camp tradition. Everyone loved it.
Oh, that's so sweet. It's like his spirit's still there at camp. And speaking of keeping things going, the innovation... They were on a roll.
They were. And get this, they even started hiring specific staff just to manage those activities. That tells me they were thinking ahead, you know, making sure things could keep running smoothly.
Thinking long term, not just about the now, but about the future.
Exactly. But they knew it wasn't just about fun programs. They needed to be smart with money, too. So they started renting out their facilities when the campers weren't there.
You're brilliant. A little extra cash flow never hurts.
Right. And it worked. By 87, they were hosting school groups during the off-season, doing outdoor education programs, even added Indian lore to the activities, always expanding, reaching more people.
It's amazing how much they were able to do in such a short time. And they never lost sight of their main goal, helping campers with disabilities. Really says something about their dedication. And that land title issue, finally resolved in 87. They got full ownership. No more worries.
What a relief that must have been. Their own little piece of paradise, all theirs. And of course, they got right to work. Made the program director's house bigger, built a new one for the assistant director, really creating a community.
I love that. And get this, they even had a brush with Hollywood that year. Remember that movie Farm of the Year with Richard Gere?
Yeah.
They filmed some scenes nearby at the Jones County Fairgrounds. And get this, they donated $1 to Camp Courageous for every extra who volunteered on set.
No way. That's amazing. What a fun way to get the word out and support the camp.
Right. And by the end of 87, over 2,100 campers served. It's incredible what they accomplished in just a few years. 1988, Camp Courageous was on a roll, really focused on making things accessible for every camper. They built a whole fitness trail, and not just any trail. This one was designed for everybody, even if you used a wheelchair. Plus, they added a sensory maze. They were really serious about making sure every camper felt welcome and could participate.
They really walked the walk on inclusivity and not just talked about it. Like, they decided to keep the pool open all year, starting in 88.
Year round.
Meant they could do swimming lessons, water exercise, open swim time for the public in the winter. Smart, right? Yeah. They weren't letting that pool just sit there. Made some money, served the community.
Win-win. Speaking of making things happen, we got to mention Lee Clark. Worked with Lyman Perkins on a beautification project, transformed the camp, flowers everywhere. But that wasn't all from Lee, huh?
Not even close.
He donated his fruitcake recipe, his secret recipe, and that turned into a huge fundraiser for them.
Incredible. They were so good at coming up with these creative ways to get people involved in supporting the camp. Remember that garage sale, the Manchester one, way back when? They had a real knack for it, you know, tapping into that community spirit, turning ordinary things into fundraisers.
Totally. But wait, there's more. 1988 was a busy year. First annual cruising for Camp Courageous Car Show. The Cedar Valley Street Rod sponsored it. So much fun, cars, community, raising money for a great cause. And get this, they beat their own record. Served 2,459 campers that year.
Wow. They just kept outdoing themselves. Sadly, though, 89 started with a loss. John Sill passed away. He was such a huge part of Camp Courageous.
It's always hard to lose someone who gave so much.
He was really involved, especially with the Manchester garage sale. Poured his heart into that camp.
But even with their sadness, they found ways to keep his memory alive, keep going. the Cedar Valley Street Rod Club. They built a whole arts and crafts center to honor him. And the Ruritans, they were always there to help. They built a new sidewalk, the main one everyone used. And the Variety Club, wow. They funded a complete renovation of the multipurpose building.
That's amazing.
Oh, and they fit in building an archery range too.
Busy year. It's really something how they handled the ups and downs, always with grace, always moving forward. And amidst all that, all the building and expanding, they found time to modernize too. Computerized all their camper information, their finances.
Getting organized.
Exactly. Yeah. 1989 was the year for that.
Smart move. Got to have a good foundation for everything else to work, right? And it worked. They served over 3,000 campers in 89. Think about that. From almost closing down in 80 to serving 3,000 campers less than 10 years later.
Sure.
It's just inspiring, you know?
It really is. This whole deep dive into Camp Courageous, it's shown us what resilience looks like, what ingenuity looks like. When people come together, share a goal, amazing things can happen. They had money troubles, they lost people they cared about, but every time they came out stronger, more determined to be there for the campers and their families.
Absolutely. We've seen this organization grow always with so much heart, this belief that everyone deserves a chance to shine. And this is just the start of their story, really. Makes you wonder how they've grown in the years since, what new challenges they've tackled, what they've accomplished, how many more lives they've touched. It's a legacy worth celebrating. The power of believing in something, working together. That's what Camp Courageous is all about.